Father, we come to you this morning giving you all the praise, all the honor and glory. We thank you so much, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to make you famous. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us your word, that you've given us the Holy Spirit, that you rest and abide within us, Lord. Father, we thank you that you've given us the tongue of the learned. Now, Lord, as we come together this morning, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the D.H. De Leon family, the reason why we are even able to come this morning on this prayer call. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that the distributors and all of those who are part of Artists have had to go out to L.A., Lord, and learn more about what they're going to do here with the company. And I'm sure there was time of evangelism and worship and praise. Father, we ask that you get them all back safely. Now, Lord, we pray for the speaker who's going to bring a word this morning, a word that we know is going to be right downloaded straight from the throne room of God. Father, that it will enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we go out about our day. Father, we thank you that we know that that word is going to go forth with clarity, because we have bound Satan and we know it's going forth with clarity in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we thank you for every family member. We thank you, Lord, that you have already ordered our footsteps for this day, and we are determined to walk in the way that you would have us to walk, to do the things that you have called us to do. And, Father, we love you because we love you so much. We daily seek to please you and you alone. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, family members, as I always say, I love me some you. Go out and have a Making Jesus Famous Day. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willow. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. This is Minister Ty, and I am currently in Tampa, Florida. We would like to wish you all the warmest of Kingdom's greetings, and thank you for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. Thank you, Minister Willer, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. This call was started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God. That's Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we know as Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that because our God is a God who does things decent and in order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture, and that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. Immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294617#. We know that the Artist Extravaganza has just wrapped up, and we are going to be so excited to hear more about that from one of our co-founders at some point. And we also know that, you know, our ministry has a live and interactive website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And on that website, you can see the speaker's bios. You can see our prayer objectives. You can listen to all of the calls from the inception in 2010 to the present day on the website as well. If you are feeling led to join a team, or if you feel as if you want to host or greet, if God has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can contact us at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. We know that there are so many new and exciting things going on, and we are so excited about what God is doing on the Master's Call, and we are just so thankful that we are, you know, God has brought us all here together to come together to get a word early in the morning. So now I am going to get out of the way so that the mouthpiece with the message can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's speaker is none other than Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott. Dr. Scott is an amazing woman of God. She is a woman after God's own heart. She has the Live in Your Now conference, which I'm sure she will tell us more about as we go forward in the call. Dr. Scott has traveled all over the world bringing forth the word of God. She just ministers with such grace and wisdom, and I'm just going to get out of the way and introduce to some and present to others Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott. Dr. Scott, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
The floor is yours.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, great and an awesome day to each and every one of you. I want to give God praise and thanks for what he has done, what he's doing, and what he's yet to do in each and every one of our lives. Yeah, I will talk about our conference that we have in April 28 and 29, which is the PopNow Conference. And the theme for this year is living your dreams to your fullest. I've been teaching on that since the beginning of the year. And I want to talk about dreams this morning. And I'm talking in context of dreams, that dreams are generational. If you go to the scripture, we read in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, 1-3, we come across Abraham and God giving Abraham a vision. And God telling him, you know, leave Ur of the Chaldees and go to a land that God will show him. And then we come into late in the scripture and we see Isaac, and we see God telling Isaac, God reminding Isaac of the vision in a dream that he had given to Abraham. And then we go further again and we see Jacob, and Jacob again being reminded of the vision and the dreams and the goals and the plans. And I want to read that in Genesis chapter 28, verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took off the stones of that place and put them for his pillow and laid his head in a place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached the heaven. And behold, the angel of the Lord ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of your father, the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thy seed all the families of the earth are to be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in a place whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done this which I have spoken of. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God and the gate of heaven. And Jacob arose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillow and set it upon a pillar and poured oil on the top of it. And he called the name of the place Bethel, but the name of the city was called Luz at first. And so I'm going to talk about Jacob's dream this morning. What are you dreaming? What are you seeing? What are your visions? What are your goals? What are your plans? What are the visions and dreams that you have for your children and your children's children? In this scripture, it says, God is telling Jacob, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, Isaac. In other words, God is reminding, and I want you guys this morning to understand, God is reminding Jacob of generational blessings that was promised. God is reminding Jacob, I am the God that promised your grandfather. I am the God that promised your father. And I'm the God that will do for you. Are you speaking generational blessings over your home and over your children? 2017 is a new year. A lot of things are happening in the atmosphere, politically, mentally, spiritually. But what are you speaking over your generation? Are you telling them that they're blessed of the Lord? Are you telling them they're highly favored? Are you telling them they're empowered to prosper? What are we speaking? I want you guys to understand this. What are we speaking this morning? I'll go a step further. After Jacob had that vision, Jacob understood what God had spoken over his grandfather and his father. I'm trying to do it slowly because there's so much in this generational dream that I don't want to miss any part of it. How about understanding that you have an assignment over your children? How about my understanding? I have an assignment. And the assignment is for my children to understand and recognize that they're blessed of the Lord. They're highly favored. They're empowered to prosper. How about us making sure? Let me go back to Genesis chapter 12. I didn't want to go there, but I'm going to go there because I want to really let you guys see this. Genesis chapter 12. And I'm going to start at verse 1. Because when we understand this, we'll understand what a generational blessing is. What are you speaking over your children? What are you speaking over your grandchildren? Genesis chapter 12, this is what happened. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of your country, from your kindred, from your father's house, unto a land I will show you. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. I'm going to say that again. God said to Abraham, I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. That is what God is speaking to each and every one of you under the sound of my voice this morning. God is saying, I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. Now, when God said this to Abraham, Abraham was not poor. And if sometimes we misunderstand one of the scriptures, when God told Abraham to leave his father's house, Abraham was not poor. So think about it. Here Abraham already had a prosperous life, and he's being told to leave what he had to move to something that is unknown. But God gave him the QED. Those of you who do mathematics, God said this to him, I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. And I'm here this morning to remind every one of you on this call, your assignment is to be a blessing. And many of you are in multi-level marketing businesses or whatever it is you're doing. And maybe some people are not successful because it's me, myself, and I. But if you go into any business and your assignment is only for you, it will be difficult for God to bless you. Your assignment this morning must be to make the earth blessed, to bless the earth, to be a blessing. To go back to what God told Abraham. God said to Abraham, I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. I will bless them that bless you. I will curse them that curse you. In you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. When God blesses you this morning, it is a generational blessing. When God blesses you this morning, the blessing is not just for you, it is for the world. When God blesses you, the blessing is for your community. When God blesses you, it's for your church members, it's for your family. When God blesses you, you're driving in your car and that person on the side of the street, don't just turn up your window and speed past that person. Well, they want my money for drugs. So what? When God blesses you, you drive past and you slow down and you drop a dollar or $5 in that can and you say, may God bless you. I know some of you don't understand stuff like that. Well, I'm not giving my money to anybody out there. If you don't give, who will? If you don't, who will? The only hands that God has to bless on this earth are our hands, your hands and my hands. So the next time, if you're in New York or wherever you are, you're going down the subway and that guy is there with his can, don't just snub past him. How about getting a couple of dollars and have them folded neatly in your pocket and just drop a dollar or $2 in there and say, may God bless you today. You might be the only voice to speak a blessing. I'll go one step further.
those of your appearance on this call. Every time I see a young man or a young woman at the side of the street begging, my heart hurts because I think of the parents of that child. Could you imagine being a parent, not knowing where your son or your daughter is? God called us to be blessings, and we are blessings in so many different ways. Because your kind word to that person at the side of the street might be what can turn them around. God told Abraham, I will bless you, and you will be a blessing. And I'm here to repeat that word this morning. Then we go to Isaac, and we see Isaac being told the same thing by God. And when God said it to Isaac, I want to find it and give it to you again. And God told Isaac, I bless Abraham, I bless your father. Are you guys understanding? And now, as I bless your father, I'm going to bless you. I am going to bless you and remind you, my God, of the generational blessing. I get very excited when I'm teaching this because sometimes I'm breathing deeply. I think of my parents. I think about my dad. I think about my brothers. I think about my nephews. And I look and I see the generational blessing from my father to my brothers to my nieces and nephews to my children. I think about things that my father said over his sons and his daughters and what we're saying over our children. I'm here this morning to tell you to dream big and lofty dreams, because it is in dreaming big and lofty dreams you pass on generational blessings to your children and to your children's children. My mother used to say in Trinidad, they don't say attorneys, they say solicitors, because we came under the British system. And my mother would look at her sons, and my mother would say, one of my sons, because back then they didn't think of daughters being lawyers, but my mother would say, my son is going to be a solicitor. My mother said, one of my sons is going to be a solicitor. And guess what? None of my brothers were attorneys, but my son is an attorney. I have another nephew that is an attorney. So while my mother did not get it from her son, she got it from her grandsons. Generational blessings, talking of what God is saying. And what God spoke over Abraham this morning, I'm speaking over every one of you under the sound of my voice. This morning is not about a company or whatever it is. Maybe some of you may not understand that. I want to tell you this morning, your blessing is from God. What is the blessing that God is speaking over your life? God told Abraham, leave all this. I will take you to another place. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. The families of the earth will be blessed. And God said to tell you this morning, I will bless you. Yes, you that are listening this morning. Come on this morning. He said, I will bless you. I will make your name great. Put that in your back pocket this morning. And God said, you will be a blessing. I don't care what crazy supervisor you have. I don't care what is happening in your life. Just as God said that to Abraham, it's for you. I'm going to tell you guys something that may surprise you. Abraham is dead. The Bible is called the living word. Abraham is dead. But that promise in the Bible, that Genesis chapter 12, that is for each and every one of us this morning. God is saying this morning, Lou, that's what I call myself, I will bless you. Lou, I will make your name great. Lou, you will be a blessing. Lou, I will bless those that bless you. Lou, I'll curse those that curse you. And Lou, through you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Now, I put my name there. How about you putting your name there? How about Dr. V, you put your name there? Each and every one of you under the sound of my voice, make this scripture yours personally. And go to your Heavenly Father with it. And tell your Heavenly Father, Lord, you said you will bless me. Lord, you said you will make my name great. You see, because this is a type. The Bible is for us to understand what God has done and what God will do. Because if God just blessed Abraham and didn't bless us, it will mean that we serve a partial God. We do not serve a partial God. God is impartial. But we have to understand and receive. The Bible said, before we call, he will answer. While we are speaking, he will be in the midst to bless. So just as God said to Abraham, I will bless you, God is saying that to you this morning. Just as God told Abraham, I will make your name great, God is saying that to you this morning. Just as God told Abraham, Abraham, you will be a blessing, God is saying that to you this morning. How about receiving and believing and understanding? And just as Abraham was an example to Isaac, that Isaac was able to hear God say, I'm the God of your father Abraham. I will bless him. I will bless you. Just as Isaac was able to receive that into his spirit, and so this morning, I would like for you to speak it so your children receive it into their spirit. And then just as Isaac received it into his spirit, he passed it on to Jacob. And here you see God seeing Jacob again, and God telling Jacob, I'm the God of your father Abraham. I'm the God of your father Isaac. I will bless you. This is good stuff, guys. I'm here this morning to remind you to dream big and lofty dreams. If Abraham did not receive what God said, it would never have come to pass. Dream big and lofty dreams this morning. See your children being successful. See your business being full to overflowing. See your community thriving. God said he will bless you. He will make you a blessing, but not just for your little immediate circle, but all the world will be blessed because of you. Maybe there's a book inside of you that can heal someone. Start writing it. Maybe there's a story that you can tell that will change somebody's life. Start telling it. For many years, I wouldn't tell my story of getting divorced and all the stuff that happened because I was embarrassed. And then I realized that God had answered me and set me in a large place. And I had a story that will help other women that might have been hurting. So whatever is your story this morning, whatever is your book this morning, don't allow the spirit of embarrassment to keep you from being a blessing. I love you guys this morning. I'm thankful for the opportunity to tell you about my conference. This is the seventh year of the conference. It's called the Power of Now Conference. Because when I started it, God reminded me it's now faith. It's now time. So many times we put our lives on hold. And so the Power of Now Conference 2017 is April 28th and 29th. You can go on the website, powerofnowconference.com. It's phenomenal. I'm excited. And this year we're talking about dreams. Why? Because when God showed me the power of dreams in a generational format, and I saw the power of it, I started teaching on it this year. Abraham had a dream. Isaac had a dream. Jacob had a dream. And because of that, Joseph was able to meet the Pharaoh. Are you guys seeing that? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Pharaoh, all because of dreams that were passed down. And so the conference this year is going to be talking about dreams. What dreams do you have in your belly? What things do you want to do that you're wondering about? So the Power of Now Conference, go to our website, powerofnowconference.com. I'm going to make a special offer to those of you on this call this morning. If you go to register for the Power of Now Conference, you can bring a guest. Send me an email, text me, and you can bring a guest. If you register today for the conference, I will allow you to bring a guest. And it's phenomenal. We serve all the meals. You don't have to come looking for your meals. Everything is done at the conference. My assignment is for you to live now. My assignment is for you to understand that God wants you to be a blessing. My assignment is for you guys to understand that just as God blessed Abraham, God wants to bless you this morning. Why? Because all the families of the earth will be blessed through a dreamer. I love you guys with the love of God. Have a blessed and a dream-filled day. Back to you.
Thank you so much for that on-time and powerful word, Dr. Scott. I will be calling you back for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for the woman of God who came forth and showed us this morning how our dreams are generational and how we pass those down to our children and the things that we can accomplish through those dreams and visions, Lord. Lord, just continue to bless the woman of God. Let everything that her hand touches prosper. Father God, we thank you for our two co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Their yes have brought us here today. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep them in perfect peace because their mind is stayed on you. Give them traveling mercies and grace as they head back from their destinations, Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless the Des De Leon family. Father God, you know what they are in need of. Father God, bless Artist Life. Lord, touch every family that is attached to this call. Lord, you know the desires of their hearts. Lord, we thank you and we praise you because you alone are God. We know that you do the exceeding and the abundant according to the power that worketh in us. We ask a special blessing, O Heavenly Father, as we continue to minister to your people on this call. Father God, we know that you can do all things and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us, O Heavenly Father. So we continue to just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. Lord, we surrender it all and we submit it and leave it at your feet. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you want to listen to this powerful word by Dr. Farrell Scott again today, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. Immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. We are so excited that you all continue to join us each Monday through Friday, and we look forward to hearing from you all again tomorrow. And I'm sure that we will get more information about how the conference went and the things that went on at the Artist Life Conference as we go through this week. Pastor Farrell Scott, can you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen, amen, amen. Just open your hands and receive, guys. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance on you today. May God give you peace. Today, may God bless your going out, your coming in, your rising up, your lying down, your labor, and your leisure. May the favor of God today hotly pursue and overtake you. May the blessings of God surround you as with a shield. Walk in the authority today wherein you are called. Because something good is happening to you today. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Have a blessed and a productive day. Amen.